Empire, KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. The Legislative Analyst's Office released its budget outlook this week and offered good news on California's financial situation.
The report overall paints a fairly positive picture of the state's budget condition.
Gabriel Pettick is a legislative analyst. He says the state could withstand a typical recession, with a few caveats. It couldn't make any new major spending commitments and would also have to reduce funding in areas including education. In a severe recession, Pettick says the state would likely have to take more dramatic steps to balance its budget. The nonpartisan LAO anticipates the state will have a $7 billion surplus heading into the next year. While that's significantly lower than previous predictions, the office says it's still substantial compared to surpluses in recent years. Recent wildfires have scorched communities in California, leaving a new group of victims filing claims against a utility that's already under bankruptcy protection. More than 70,000 wildfire survivors have filed claims against Pacific Gas and Electric, the utility whose equipment had been blamed for sparking deadly blazes. As the count of homes destroyed ticks up, some fear their chance for a payout from the bankrupt utility is dwindling. In its bankruptcy plan, PG&E has pledged to pay $8.4 billion to wildfire victims. A competing proposal made by bondholders seeking to gain control of PG&E would pay wildfire victims $13.5 billion. Continued fires threaten those plans because both proposals give financial backers an out under certain conditions. For example, if PG&E sparked fires burned down 500 houses this year, the backers of those plans can withdraw. A new statewide survey has found that most Californians are concerned about homelessness in their community and that a majority supports the concept of a law that would require local governments to build more shelters. The poll from the Public Policy Institute of California found that 85% of respondents are concerned about the state's homeless people. The poll also found that Republicans, Democrats, and independents across all regions shared the same concerns. At least half of those surveyed believe that the homeless population has increased in the last 12 months. The Sacramento Bee reports a majority of those surveyed support a proposed state policy that would require cities to provide enough shelter beds for any homeless person to be able to sleep indoors. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline in Riverside County dropped Sunday for the 21st consecutive day, falling 1.2 cents to $3.80.9, its lowest amount since September 26. According to figures from AAA and Oil Price Information Service, the average price has dropped 22 cents during the streak. Jeffrey Spring, the Automobile Club of Southern California's corporate communications manager, said, "Based on rapid price drops in the Los Angeles wholesale gasoline market this week, we expect the price drops to continue as Thanksgiving approaches." Gusty winds are expected in the Riverside County Mountains and the Coachella Valley today, ahead of a storm system that will bring wet weather throughout Southern California from Wednesday morning through Friday. The National Weather Service issued a high wind warning that will be in effect from 10 a.m. through 7 p.m. today in the Coachella Valley, the mountains, and the San Gorgonio Pass near Banning. Wind speeds will be between 35 and 50 miles per hour, with gusts potentially reaching 75 miles per hour in the mountains and the San Gorgonio Pass, while winds between 20 and 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 55 miles per hour are expected in the Coachella Valley. The NWS warned that driving conditions could be affected by blowing dust, and the winds could be strong enough to damage trees and power lines. The rapid winds could create potentially hazardous driving conditions, especially for high-profile vehicles. The winds are expected to die down by tonight, but meteorologists are tracking a storm system that will impact travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.